Well, the decent thing would be to talk about something else this morning. Some witty review of a new cop show. Some clever put-down of the latest cat food commercial. Practically anything else besides public broadcasting and what the president did to public television and radio on Friday. That would be the decent thing. A, because it's done, and B, because it was done with my complicity and with that of several of my colleagues in the television criticism business. And what did the president do? What did we all do? Took the bird seed out of Big Bird's beak? Well, that would be stating it a little harshly, I guess. So let me just give you a few facts. On Friday, President Reagan vetoed a funding bill that would have kept the federal government active as a supporter of public broadcasting through the end of this decade. The bill would have provided $615 million over 3 years, beginning in 1987. That's about what the government had been giving public broadcasting before President Reagan took office and started cutting. Now, everyone knew that the veto was coming. On August 29th, the president turned down a more expensive version of the same bill, $760 million over 3 years. He talked about his pledge to slow the growth of spending and to reduce the size of the deficit. Now, understand this about the bill that came back to the president this month. It was not some last-ditch effort by bleeding-heart radicals to waste the taxpayers' money. Its sponsor was a senator named Barry Goldwater, Sr. of Arizona. Goldwater's bill had wide bipartisan support from Congress, as did the first one. The point here is that even conservative Republicans recognize that public radio and television matter to American culture. And they understand that some federal funding is absolutely necessary. 4/5 of public broadcasting's funding now comes from the private sector, but the big corporations aren't about to carry the whole burden. The real question is, what about people like me? What about broadcast critics? Do we understand the importance of public broadcasting? Do we care? Well, sure, but I'll tell you a dirty secret. It's fun to do clever pieces about how bad most television is. It's not as much fun to do serious pieces saying, for instance, public television is in trouble and needs help. Last week, I finally got around to writing my annual public television commentary. I turned it in exactly one day before the president's veto. It was to have included this video clip that you're about to see now.
Nothing in my life as an academic that quite prepared me for the levels of resistance that I think exist to women in really high politics.
If you tune in your public station Tuesday night, you'll see this edition of Frontline, television's only regular documentary series. The topic is women and politics in this election year.
This is probably one of those nice times to be in the right place at the right time, be the right sex.
On Wednesday, you can look in on a dramatic and compelling series called The Brain, a topic that the commercial networks seem to avoid as often as possible.
In this program, we're going to suggest a radical shift in our usual way of considering what it means to be human. We'll consider the notion that our human...
And in February, public television will introduce an absolutely titanic series about the interconnections of life on Earth. It's called The Living Planet. The host is David Attenborough.
At this altitude, about 7,000 feet, it's quite warm. An animal...
The photography and the scholarship in this series rank with the greatest accomplishments in the history of broadcasting. Well, that's all very nice, but it's a little moot now. I waited, most of my colleagues waited, and the president acted. And American public broadcasting has a big problem. Big Bird, I'm sorry.